Morning Watch. Laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 8. Experiencing and enjoying the all-inclusive Christ as the good land, a land in which we do not lack anything. Tuesday, related verses. 1 John 1, verse 5. And this is the message which we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Isaiah 2, verse 5. House of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of Jehovah. Psalm 119, verses 105 and 130. Verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Verse 130. The opening of your words gives light, imparting understanding to the simple. John 8, verse 12. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 9, verse 5. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Matthew 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. It is impossible for a city situated upon a mountain to be hidden. Philippians 2, verse 15. That you may be blameless and godless, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation, among whom you shine as luminaries in the world. Revelation 1, verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars, which you saw upon my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the messengers of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Related reading. The only way to partake of Christ and to enjoy him is in the light. God and Christ are light. When we turn to the Lord and come into his presence, we are in the light and spontaneously begin to enjoy him as our portion. All Christians should read the Bible. However, it is possible to be in darkness even when we are reading the Holy Word. We may read the scriptures without being in the presence of the Lord. The proper way to read the scriptures is not only with the mind, but also with our seeking spirit, looking to the Lord's countenance as we read. When we read the Bible in a pray reading spirit, opening ourselves to the Lord, we are brought into his presence. Spontaneously, we are in the light, and Christ becomes our portion. If we are in darkness because of arguing with someone, we cannot enjoy Christ. Christ cannot be our portion in darkness. He can only be our Passover. However, even for Christ to be our Passover requires that we repent and confess. Because I have found that arguing puts me in darkness, I cannot bear to argue. Time after time, I am forced to stop speaking because of the threat of darkness. I pray to the Lord and ask him to forgive me for expressing the self. Through such repentance and confession, the light returns, and I am able to continue to enjoy Christ. Light is the presence of God. If we would be in light, we must turn to him from within. Then his presence will become the shining light. In this way, Christ becomes the portion of the saints in a practical way. If we would fellowship with God, we must walk in the light. In many things we may be able to pretend, But in this matter of enjoying Christ in the light, there is no room for pretense. You may deceive others, but you cannot deceive the Lord. He is too real, genuine, honest, and practical. During Isaiah's time, the children of Israel were occupied with their religion, but they had lost the light of the Lord because their heart had turned from him. They had the temple, the priesthood, and the sacrifices. But because they had turned their heart away from God, they were in darkness. They were not walking in the light. Therefore, Isaiah called them to come and walk in the light of the Lord. This was a call to repent and to confess in order to be brought into the Lord's presence. Psalm 36, verse 8 and 9 describe a person who has returned to the Lord and who is in the Lord's presence. Such a one is saturated with the fatness of God's house and drinks of the river of the Lord's pleasures. He knows the Lord as the fountain of life, and in the light of the Lord he sees light. In this light, the portion of the saints becomes his enjoyment. We need to abide in Christ and walk in the light of life, that we may partake of Christ in the light. We need to have more and more contact with the Lord. We need to read his word with an unveiled face and an open heart. As we fellowship with the Lord and follow the inner anointing, we will experience him as the life within us in a practical way. This life is the light. If we follow the inner anointing, we will be in light. We are also brought into the light by fellowshipping with others in a genuine way. In fellowship, there is the shining of light. Moreover, we need to be in the church life and attend the meetings. For in the church and in the meetings, we are in the light. In the meetings of the church, we often have the sense deep within that we are in the light, enjoying Christ as our portion. All of these are means by which we may be in the light to enjoy Christ as the portion of the saints.